机会能够在西雅图和弟兄姊妹一起敬拜。
We thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to worship the Lord together here in Seattle.
波特兰的弟兄姊妹向大家问好。
The saints in Portland send their greetings.
今天早晨主给我一点负担，和大家交通马太福音第五章。
This morning the Lord has given me the burden to share with you all.Matthew chapter 5.
我们是心里实在喜乐，今天早晨有18位弟兄姊妹受浸归在主的名下。
Our hearts are truly rejoicing that this morning we have 17 brothers and sisters baptized into his name.
好，我们知道呢，我们得救是因着信和本乎恩。
We know that we have been saved by grace through faith.
这是没有条件的。
This is totally unconditional.
这个恩典是白白的。
And this grace is totally free.
但是在圣经里面，主告诉我们，我们在主面前得着了这个生命。
And yet from the scripture, the Lord says we have received this life from Him.
这个生命要在我们里面成长。
And yet this life needs to grow from within.
若是我们在这生命中得胜，
If we are to overcome in this life,
我们要得着奖赏。
We are to receive a reward.
这是我们需要有的追求。
This is the type of pursuit we need to have.
请我们先读几节的经文。
Let's read several passages together, please.
马太福音第五章第一节和第二节。
Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
我来读给大家听。
I'll read it to you all.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来。他就开口教训他们。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying,
第七章第二十四节到二十七节。
Chapter 7.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Verses 26 and 27. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
在我还没有进入主题之前，我稍微和弟兄姊妹介绍一下马太福音的特点。
Before I enter into the theme of the topic today, I'd like to introduce to you some of the special characteristics of the book of Matthew.
我们知道四福圣经的新约头四卷呢，被称作福音书。
We know that the first four books of the New Testament are the Gospels.
好，我们一想到福音呢，我们常常想到就是救恩的事情。
Whenever we think of the word gospel, we think of the word salvation.
那么我们讲到救恩呢，就像我们刚才讲的，我们今天所唱的诗歌。这是白白的恩典。
And when we think of the term gospel or salvation, immediately we think of the word free grace.
但是马太福音里面所讲到的福音，
But the gospel that Matthew speaks of,
它却不是讲到救恩的福音。
It's not referring to the gospel of salvation.
马太福音它的特点是讲到天国的福音。
The special characteristic of the gospel of Matthew refers to the gospel of the kingdom.
这是Kingdom of Heavens,
the kingdom
这特别是马太专用的一个名词。
This is a very special term that Matthew uses.
所以我们常常讲福音呢，我们常常认为呢，这只是基督徒入门的事情。
A lot of times when we think of gospel, it seems that this is something we enter into to start.
其实福音的范围是非常的广大的。
But yet the realm of the gospel is very big.
可以说是包含了整个耶稣基督所完成的救赎。
We can say that it envelops the complete redemption of Christ.
也可以这样说，它包含了神整个救赎的目的。
We can also say that it envelops the whole purpose of His redemption.
马太福音不只是救恩的福音。
The gospel of Matthew is not just the gospel of salvation.
它更是天国的福音。
It talks about the kingdom of heaven and its salvation and its gospel.
马太福音呢，用天国这个词呢，一共出现了32次。
The kingdom of heaven happened 32 times in the whole gospel of Matthew.
同样的，主耶稣在马太福音里面自称自己做人子也是32次。
And by the same time, the Lord Jesus called himself the Son of Man also 32 times.
而且主耶稣讲到人子，他的国就是天国。
And he said the kingdom of the Son of Man is the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音16章28节里面讲到，主自己讲到人子要降临在天国的里面。
In Matthew 16:28, he says that the Son of Man is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
救恩的福音是讲到我们信耶稣就得永生。
The gospel of salvation says when you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will have eternal life.
这是我们常常传福音用的约翰福音三章十六节的话。
These are the words that we say oftentimes from John 3:16.
约翰告诉我们说，神爱世人。
John tells us that God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的。
To whoever believes in him.
不至灭亡。
Will not perish.
反得永生。
Will have everlasting life.
他没有说叫一切改好行为的又相信他的人。
He did not say that for all those who have changed their behavior and have believed in him.
他只是说单单的相信。
His only belief.
这是救恩的福音。
This is the salvation of the gospel.
是神在他儿子里面完成并且作为礼物赐给接受的人。
This is what God has accomplished in his son as a gift for men to receive.
在约翰福音里面，约翰看见了一件事实。
In the gospel of John, John sees something.
他说呢，生命在他里面。
His life was in him.
这个他就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this him refers to Jesus Christ.
生命在他的里面。
Life was in him.
所以约翰福音记载了主耶稣在肉身中怎样把这生命表现出来。
So the Gospel of John records how the Lord Jesus manifested his life in the world.
所以我们呢，传福音的时候喜欢用约翰福音。
So as we share the Gospel, we like to use the Gospel of John.
因为这样让我们能够看见这个生命在基督里，在主耶稣里是怎样表现的。
Because we can see how this life can be manifested from Jesus Christ.
使我们爱慕，使我们相信。
So that we can love him and believe in him.
我们相信，我们就得着了。
Because we believe, we received.
所以主耶稣讲，我来了是要叫羊得生命。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says, I come so that they may have life.
并且得得更丰盛。
And have it more abundantly.
那里，所以约翰用的词呢，一直都是讲到相信。
So time and again, John uses the word belief.
在约翰福音里面呢，这个相信这个动词大概出现了101次。
And in the Gospel of John, the verb believe happens 101 times.
到了马太福音里面呢。
Now we come to the Gospel of Matthew.
我们刚才讲到马太所着重的乃是天国的福音。
We already said that the emphasis of Matthew is on the kingdom of heaven.
这一个福音呢，是一个奖赏赐给那些追求的人。
And this gospel is to be a reward or prize for those who pursue after him.
所以在四福音书里面讲到奖赏这个字呢，只有马太用这个字。
So when the word reward is used, it's only used in the gospel of Matthew.
而且有好多次呢，都是主耶稣自己直接提到奖赏这个问题。
Frequently, Jesus himself mentioned the issue of reward.
一共出现了十次。
It happened 10 times.
其他的新约出现奖赏这个字呢，都在使徒的书信里面。
All the other occurrences when they talk about reward or prizes came from the book of the epistles.
这个奖赏是我们怎么得着呢？
How are we to receive this reward?
乃是借着我们相信耶稣基督，他就成了我们的生命。
Through our belief in Jesus Christ, he becomes our life.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们受浸的弟兄姊妹呢，你们得着了耶稣基督做我们的生命。
Today, for those of us who have been baptized, you receive Jesus Christ as your life.
我们里面多了一位。
You have an added one inside.
约翰讲生命在他里面。
John says life is in him.
马太福音讲主耶稣的生命在我里面。
And Matthew says the life of Jesus is in me.
或者更准确的讲，主耶稣在我里面成了我 的生命。
Or more accurately, we can say that because Jesus is in me, He has become my life.
如果我爱主，遵行主的话语。
If I love the Lord and follow His words.
我照着这个生命的感觉在地上生活。
And live according to the sense of life in this world.
弟兄姊妹，那叫做追求进天国得着奖赏。
And this is to pursue into the kingdom of heaven to receive the prize.
我们都知道，我们是借着信耶稣，我们得永生。
We know that we have eternal life through believing in Jesus Christ.
这个生命是怎么开始的呢？
How does this life start?
是借着我们信耶稣，我们就得着了所赏赐、所应许的圣灵，他来重生了我们。
By believing in Jesus Christ, we have the rebirth of the Holy Spirit.
就好像玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕一样。
Just like Mary receiving the virgin birth of Jesus.
我们看见了圣灵在我们里面呢，把属天的生命，把属灵的生命赏赐给我们。
We know that the Holy Spirit has given to us this spiritual life.
这个生命呢，有的地方把它描写作是永远的生命。
And some places refers this as the eternal life.
所以每一位受浸的弟兄姊妹，今天呢，永远在你里面开始了。
So for those who have been baptized today, eternity started in your life.
啊，这永远跟时间是没有关系的。
Eternity has nothing to do with time.
我们以往可能会认为呢，永远就是无穷长的时间。
Before we thought that eternity is an inexhaustible time.
这个圣经里面永远不是这个意思。
This is not what it refers to in the scripture.
圣经里面的永远是神里面的性质。
The eternity that is recorded in the Bible is the very nature of God. 现
在这个性质借着信耶稣基督在这生命里面我得着了。
This nature of God through our believing in Christ we have received it.
这是圣经里面讲到永生的意义。
And this is the meaning of eternal life in the scripture.
当然它也包含了不朽坏的。
Of course, it includes the incorruptible.
当然，它也包含了，它是能够接受时间的考验的。
Of course, it includes it can receive the test of time.
这一个永远的生命在我们里面，使我们过一个不寻常的生活。
And this eternal life in us allows us to live a very extraordinary life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是救恩。
This is salvation.
我们已经得着了这个生命。
We have received this life.
但是呢？我们在主面前呢，需要有一个爱慕，有一个追求。
But before the Lord, we also need to have an added desire and pursuit.
所以，若是我们熟悉马太福音
，If you familiarize,
我们看见马太福音到了第四章，主耶稣出来公开的传道的时候
，We know that in the public ministry of Jesus when he started,
他起来呼召门徒
，He started to call his disciples.
他呼召人起来跟从他。
He called people to start to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，我们信耶稣得着了生命。
We know that after we believe in Jesus, we have this life.
我们常常被人称作信徒。
And we have been called believers.
但是主要得着的不仅仅是相信的人而已。
And yet the Lord does not just only want people who are believers.
主来呼召我们，要我们来跟从他。
The Lord calls us for us to follow him.
主要得着我们做门徒。
He wants to gain us to be his disciples.
我们以他做我们的教师。
Having him be our teacher.
我们来做他的学徒。
So that we can be his student.
Apprentice.
Or apprentice.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在呢，借着住在我里面的圣灵，我认识这个生命。
Today, through the indwelling Holy Spirit in us, we come to know this life.
我跟从生命的感觉就是跟从主耶稣。
As I follow the sense of this life, I am learning to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常听人讲我是跟随耶稣的。
Many times we hear people say, I want to follow Jesus.
但是他的生活、行为、言语、态度呢，跟主耶稣完全不一样。
But his daily habits, his attitudes and everything was very different from that of
Jesus. 因为主耶稣在他的外面。
Because Jesus is outside of him.
他里面的生命还是他自己的。
His inner life is still himself.
照着自己的兴趣、喜好、自己的个性说话做事。
He would do things according to his personality, his likings.
但是一个真实跟随耶稣基督的人。
But a true follower of Jesus.
他摸着了里面生命的感觉。
He's in touch of the sense of life within.
他每一件事都在受着生命感觉的带领和约束的。
And everything is dictated by the sense of life from
inside. 让这生命的感觉在里面做他的主。
so that the sense of life within him becomes his Lord.
在外面人就认出他是跟随耶稣的。
So from without, people can recognize him as a follower of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，严格的说来，一个人重生得救，主就呼召了我们。
Strictly speaking, as soon as we're saved, the Lord has called us.
所以今天我们十八位弟兄姊妹呢，不仅在这里受浸归了主。
So today, our 18 brothers and sisters not only have been baptized into the Lord,
同时主也呼召我们起来跟随他。
At the same time, the Lord has called you to follow him.
主也呼召我们每一个人起来做他的门徒。
And he has called all of us to be his disciples.
有了这样的呼召和跟随。
With this kind of calling and following,
我们来读马太福音第五章。
Now we come to Matthew 5.
我们知道这是主对门徒们的第一篇的教导。
We know that this is the first teaching of Christ to the disciples.
我们知道所有的教育呢，这个第一课最重要。
We know that in all of our education, the first lesson is most important.
我要讲一点我自己小时候的事情。
Let me share something from my past.
我小的时候呢，因为很小哈，跟着我的祖父长大的。
When I was very young, I grew up with my grandfather.
到我五岁的时候呢，我就回到我父母亲的家。
When I was 5 years old, I returned back to my parents' house.
我跟我祖父的时候呢，是很自由的。
I was a very free-spirited child when I was with grandpa.
天天早上吃完饭呢，我就可以出去玩。
Every breakfast, after breakfast, I go out and play.
我没有受过什么的教育。
I wasn't very much educated.
因为我祖父非常疼爱我。
Because my grandpa really spoiled me.
他也没有送我去读幼儿园。
He didn't take me to kindergarten.
然后五岁回到家呢，也不懂规矩。
And as a 5-year-old going back home, I didn't know my rules.
所以我父母亲呢，就把我送去读小学一年级。
My parents sent me to first grade.
因为呢，这个五岁去读幼儿园太大了哈，读这个一年级，说说勤呢就进去了。
And with some PR, I was sent to the first grade.
那么我到了读一年级呢，什么事都不懂。
I didn't know much when I was in the first grade.
第一个考试啊，那考卷拿下来我根本看不懂。
When I got my first exam paper, I didn't know what to do with it.
因为我们在幼儿园呢，至少要学数数字，对不对？一数到一百。
At least in kindergarten, you know how to count, right?
在美国呢，你至少要把这个英文26个字母都会写。
At least in America, you need to know your alphabet.
中文那个时候也有这些的要求。
Of course, in Chinese, there are some requirements like that too.
我不知道那个时候叫你写一到一百，我就在上面画了很多圈圈。
I just drew a lot of circles on my test papers.
结果考回来了，我老师也给我一个大圈圈。
So my teacher also gave me a big circle.
我记得我一年级呢非常痛苦。
I had a very painful first grade.
因为呢我没有上过第一课，老师就开始教其他的东西了。
I skipped my first lesson and the teacher taught all the other things.
所有我都不懂。
I didn't know much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天属灵的生命也是这样。
By the same token is our spiritual life.
我们要按部就班的来学属灵的功课。
We must learn accordingly our spiritual lessons.
好叫我们属灵的生命是有根有基的。
So that our spiritual life may be rooted.
马太福音第五章到第七章是第一课。
Matthew 5, 6 and 7 is our first lesson.
是非常重要的一课。
It is a very important first lesson.
我们知道主耶稣的第一篇信息跟最后一篇信息都是非常重要的。当然中间的也很重要。
We know that. The first and the last are very, very important for Jesus, even though all the others are important.
有很多人呢，第一课没有学，就要学最后一课。
Some people did not learn the first lesson and they skipped to the last.
我们也学了，真的学会很多。
You may learn a lot.
我们基督徒的名词都很会用。
We know a lot of spiritual jargon.
但一拿到生活里面，一拿到侍奉里面，我们看见完全不是那么回事。
But when you come to your daily life or even in service, you're totally different.
所以第一课非常非常的重要。
Therefore, our first lesson is very important.
我们读马太福音，我们要一课一课的来读。
When you read Matthew 5, we have to take one lesson at a time.
这一课我把它称作生命的教导。
This lesson I call it the teaching of life.
拿到实行的地方，我称它叫做生命的操练。
In terms of application, I call this as exercise of life.
弟兄姊妹，这一课不是给信徒们的，而是给门徒们。
This lesson is not just for believers, but for the disciples.
所以我们看见第五章一开头的时候，主耶稣看见这许多的人 来到他跟前，他就上山去了。
In the beginning of chapter 5, Jesus saw a whole multitude coming before him, but he went up to the mountain.
有很多人来到主耶稣跟前是为着看热闹。
A lot of people wanted to be among the crowd when they came to Jesus.
为着病得医治的。
So that they can be healed.
为着得一点感觉的。
So they can have some feelings.
得一点很舒服的感觉的。
Have a good feeling.
这个时候主就上山去。
At this point, Jesus went up to the mountain.
我们知道上山是需要花力气的。
We know that it takes a lot of effort to go up to the mountain.
平常喜欢运动的人大概上山容易一点。
For those who exercise a lot, it's easy to go up to the mountain.
有很多喜欢逛街的人不喜欢上山的。
And for those who want to just walk in the mall,
对不起，我开个玩笑。我的姊妹最不喜欢上山了。
Sometimes I do.
Yes. 每次都是要我推着她上去。
When we go up on a high elevation, my brother have to kind of push me along.
弟兄姊妹们，肉身呢付代价不容易。
It's not easy to pay the price physically.
属灵的事更需要付代价。
More so spiritually.
今天很多人呢，肉身呢不喜欢爬山，但是他会爬属灵的山。
Some of us do not like to go up on a mountain physically, but they do want to go up on a mountain spiritually.
有很多人会爬肉身的山呢，从来不爬属灵的山的。
Some people like to go up on a physical mountain, but not on a spiritual mountain.
我们要在主面前跟随主。我们要学会爬属灵的山。
If we are to follow the Lord spiritually, we must climb the spiritual mountain.
这就是我们要接受主生命的教导。
That means we must accept the teaching of life.
不仅接受，我们要把它当作属灵的操练。
Not only do we accept it, we also make it in a practice.
这一段圣经一般人称它做山上的教训。或者登山宝训。
Most people call this the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount.
它是关乎属天、属灵、永远生命的教导。
It is concerning the teaching of heavenly as well as spiritual teachings.
弟兄姊妹，这个是基督徒的根基。
This is the foundation of Christians.
所以当主耶稣讲完这一段话的时候，他告诉门徒们。
That's why at the end of this teaching, the Lord Jesus told the disciples.
听见我的话又去行的人
，He who hears my word and do accordingly，
他就好比一个聪明人
，It's like a wise man，
把房子盖在磐石上
，Building the house on the rock。
弟兄姊妹们，主用我们生命的追求啊，用盖房子来比喻我们生命的长进和追求。
The Lord uses our spiritual, the growth of our spiritual life with building a house。
我们知道盖房子第一件事是要。立根基，对不对？
We know that as we build a house, the first thing is to have your foundation done.
有没有人盖房子不立根基的呢？
Do we have anyone building a house without building a foundation?
或者他不在乎他的根基立在什么地方？
Or that you don't care how your foundation is built?
我们知道，那个是愚昧的。
That is a foolishness.
好，今天我们看见很多人呢，把他的房子盖在他选择他喜欢的地方。
We have a lot of people building houses in a place where they like.
因为，但是那个地方的根基不好。
But that location may not have a good foundation.
所以风一吹雨一淋呢就垮掉了。
So when the wind and rain comes, it will be flattened.
每年我们都在电视上看见这种新闻，是不是呢？
Every year we hear news like that.
那都是很豪华的房子。
Very extravagant houses.
有在海边的，有在山上的。
By the seashores or the mountains.
主耶稣告诉我们，生命的长进，第一课要注意的就是根基的问题。
The Lord Jesus says the first lesson of our spiritual growth is that of foundation.
马太福音第五章到第七章是讲到这个根基。
Matthew 5, 6 and 7 refers to this foundation.
如果我们有稳固的根基，
If your foundation is firm,
弟兄姊妹，我们生命呢不仅要长进，
Not only our spiritual life will grow,
而且要得着许多生命中美好宝贵的经历。
We will receive a lot of very precious experience in our life.
当我们生命长进的时候，
As our life grows,
它自然就显出生命的功用。
Very naturally, it will reveal out the function of that life.
在这个功用里面，我们才能侍奉神。
And in that function, then we can serve.
和我们在侍奉中产生出属灵的工作。
And in our services, then we will have spiritual works.
好，我们在讲到侍奉的时候，我们知道呢，我们今天个人和教会要走主的道路是关乎生命的。
In terms of services, whether it's individually or in the church, is concerning the way.
我们遇见属灵征战的时候是关乎生命的。
In terms of spiritual warfare, this is related to our life.
所以使徒保罗讲到呢，我们为真道打美好的战呢， 要持定永生。
So therefore, the apostle Paul says, if we are to fight the good fight, we must hold fast to this life.
我们今天为主做见证，也是借着这个生命来做见证。
If we are to testify, we need to testify because of this life.
我们将来在主面前得奖赏、得荣耀，都跟这个生命发生关系。
One day when we receive our prize and our glory, this is also related to this life.
就着我们个人属灵的追求和经历来讲。
According to our personal spiritual experience,
我们与主的交通是在这个生命的里面。
Our fellowship with the Lord is also in this life.
今天很多神的儿女们摸着了这个生命，我们就与主有了交通。
A lot of God's children, because now we're in touch with His life, then we have fellowship with the Lord.
有的人读圣经读完了，产生很多的疑惑，很多的问题。
A lot of people read the scriptures and they have a lot of questions and doubts.
也有的人读完圣经了，它里面明亮了，今天主对我说话。
And some people after they read the scripture, they have enlightened because the Lord has spoken to them.
为什么会有这个差别呢？
Why do we have this difference?
因为一个人不在生命里，一个人在生命里。
Because one person was doing this in life and the other is not.
我们跟主的交通是根据于这个生命。
Our fellowship with the Lord is because of basing this life.
我们与主的同行也是根据于这个生命。
Our walking with the Lord is also based on this life.
主要往那里走，我的个性要往这里走。
If the Lord wants to go this way, my personality say, no, I want to go that way.
弟兄姊妹，那不叫做同行。
That is not walking together.
当我们活在这个生命里面的时候，主要这样走，生命也告诉我说这样走。
If we are living in this life, if the Lord wants to go that way, the life inside of us will allow us to go that way.
那叫做与主同行。
That is walking with the Lord.
我们与主联合，更是在这个生命里面。
Our union with the Lord is also in this life.
好，在联合里面有一种经历叫做默契。
In this union, there's a thing that we have an echo with each other.
这个默契啊，就不用说话的。
Is without words, you understand each other.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个是联合的一种的表现，这是在生命里面。
This is a manifestation of union in life.
今天有很多人呢，认为联合就把很多关于主的知识装在我的头脑里面。
Some people assume that in this union, I have a whole lot of understanding and knowledge of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们发现那个不是联合。
Knowledge is not union.
等到我们遇见事情的时候，主是主，我是我。
When things come, the Lord is Himself and I am separate.
教会的合一也是在这生命的里面。
The oneness of the church must also be in this life.
弟兄姊妹，生命是根基。
So therefore, this life is the foundation.
主告诉我们说，我们去遵循他的话语，我们就在生命上打一个稳固并且深厚的根基。
The Lord says, if we follow according to His words, then we will have a very firm and solid foundation.
我们知道呢，今天盖一个建筑物，如果这个建筑物越高越大，它的根基就要越深。
The taller the building that we're being built, the deeper is the foundation.
有人说呢，西雅图有一个建筑物是从芝加哥以西最高的一个。美国本土的最高的建筑物。
Some people say that one of the buildings in Seattle is the tallest building west of Chicago.
是不是那个哥伦比亚是吧？我现在不知道了。78层是不是？还要有人在那上班吗
？Do we have anybody working at Bank of America building?
希望你知道它的根基很稳固。
Hopefully you know that building is deep enough.
有学工程的人告诉我们说，盖一个房子啊，它的这个做根基的钱呢，大概就是整个这个 building 的一半。
Some people say that the value of the foundation is almost half of the cost of the building itself.
它需要挖得很深。
So therefore, the ground level must be very deep.
要很实在。
Very solid.
要很周全。
And very complete.
好，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在属灵生命上面，我们很多人都希望能够快一点显出我的功用来。
A lot of us want to show forth our spiritual services in a very expedient way.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们就忽略了这根基的事情。
And oftentimes we neglect the things of foundation.
这根基是隐藏的。
This foundation is hidden.
是别人看不见。
People cannot see.
但是撒旦知道。
But Satan knows.
主知道。
The Lord knows.
你自己也知道。
Even yourself.
我们自己知道，人看不见。却是非常重要的。
You yourself know, other people cannot see it, but it's very important.
也是非常必须的。
And it's very necessary.
所以主讲这段话的时候。
So the Lord comes to this point.
主说你们听见我说这些话。
So when you hear these words of mine,
你们就去实行。
And do accordingly.
主不是说你们要好好开一个研讨会。
The Lord did not say have a conference about it.
啊，开一个这个 workshop.
Or have a workshop about it.
大家来了解了解，研究研究，讲论一下。
Study about it and talk about it.
主很直接告诉我们说 ，Do it.
The Lord immediately say, "Do it."
你要实行它。
You need to apply it.
弟兄姊妹，这叫我们非常的为难。
This really troubles us.
因为在这一段话的里面
，Because in this passage，
你又看见了主讲到的比旧约的好像还更难呢、啊。
Because it seems the teaching of Jesus appears to be harder than the Old Testament.
旧约只告诉我们说不可杀人，主耶稣说你骂别人说你是笨蛋，那么你就难免公会的审判。
The law says in the Old Testament you're not to kill, but then in the New Testament if you're angry with people and call them a rock or fool, then you also will be judged.
好，用这样简单的话就 call him stupid.
Or you call people stupid.
好，我们这个人很 smart， 做事很快，看到他那么慢，我们就说 you stupid. 主说你难免公会的审判。
And so the law says if you feel you're very smart and you yell at another person who's stupid.You will also be judged.
主说你要去行，这怎么办呢
？And the Lord says you have to do this. Then how can you do it?
所以我请大家读一下。
So let's go and read this.
好，我今天呢，我就慢慢的讲，讲多少算多少，好不好？到12:20我一定下来。17节，第五章17节。
Chapter 5:17
到20节。
To 20.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知。我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一话也不能废去，都要成全。所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的；但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Verses 17 to 20. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law, until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments, and so teaches others, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven.But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这一段圣经里面，主给我们一个很好的说明。
This passage has a very good description from the Lord.
就是当我们听见主的话去实行的时候。
That is when you listen to his words and do accordingly.
我们不是靠着我天然生命的力量。和意志去做这件事。
It is not based upon your natural strength and will.
而是我要摸到现在在我里面主耶稣赐给我的那生命。
And that is when you are in touch with the life that the Lord Jesus has given to you.
我照着这个生命，也借着这个生命来过我的生活。
By this life and through this life, I live this life.
所以我们活出来，虽然有同样的表现，却不是人的行为。
So when you live it out, even though you have human manifestations, it's not of man.
我们称那个叫做生命的行为。
We call that the behavior of life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，有一首诗歌很好。
There's a beautiful song that describes this.
那首诗歌作者说呢，我的目的乃是神的自己。
My goal is God Himself.
不是平安，也不是福乐。
Not peace or riches.
我的目的乃是神的自己。
But God Himself.
那么他就开始跟随。
Then she starts to follow.
他中后面有一节，他说：“是他，不是我，领我到此地。”
At the end of the song, it says, "It's Him, not me, bringing me to this place."
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们真的明白了马太福音第五章到第七章
，If you really understand Matthew 5:6-7,
我们开始去顺服并且跟随着生命的感觉。
You start to learn to obey and follow this feeling of life.
每一个有经历的人都要说：“是他，不是我。”
Every person who have experience will say, "It is him and not I."
主耶稣说：“莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知。”
The Lord says, "Whoever then annuls one of these, if you think that I come to abolish the scribes and the Pharisees."
No, no, no. The law and the prophets.
The law and the prophets.
我们知道，这律法是指着摩西的五经说的。
The law speaks of the Mosaic law.
先知是指着所有的历史书和先知们的记载说的。
The prophets talks about the histories of the prophets.
主说，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
The Lord says, I do not come to do away, but to fulfill.
这句话里面两次主耶稣讲到我来我来。
Twice the Lord says, I come, I come.
弟兄姊妹们，主在你我里面呢，他常常碰见事情的时候，他试着跟我们讲，让我来，让我来。
Many times when we come across issues, the Lord tries to say, let me do it, let me do it.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有听见这个声音？
Have you heard this in your life?
很多时候我们里面有一个感觉说，我要这样做，我要这样做，但是生命的感觉说，让我来，让我来。
Many times inside of you, you want to do this way, but then the sense of life on the other hand will say, let me do it, let me do it.
在个人的生活是这样。
Individually, it's like that.
在教会的团体生活也是这样。
The same thing for the corporate life of the church.
弟兄姊妹，这非常非常的重要。
This is so important.
也非常非常的基本。
And very basic.
主耶稣说，我来了，我就成全，不是废掉。
The Lord says, I come to fulfill and not to abolish.
如果你我来做的话。
If you and I do it.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定失败。
We will for sure fail.
我们一定叹息。
We will sigh.
我们一定懊悔。
And regret.
那么主讲到成全是什么意思呢？
What does the Lord mean when he says to fulfill?
我们一讲到律法，我们要成全律法，就是遵行律法。
When we think of fulfilling the law, we want to comply with the law.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你读旧约有没有想试着去找啊？旧约有没有一个人呢，把所有主的话都遵行完了？
Do we have anyone in the Old Testament who can totally fulfill all of the commandments of the Lord in the Old Testament?
他就成全了律法。
Can that person fulfill the law?
我们读到约瑟的时候啊，
When you read about Joseph,
我们觉得哇，这里有一个人有点像了。
You feel maybe he's like that.
但是有一天呢，他请那个酒政说，你出去的时候呢，请你帮我说几句话。
But then one day, before the cupbearer went out, Joseph said, can you please say something for me on my behalf?
我们看见约瑟有他的软弱。
We know that Joseph also has his weak points.
我们看见摩西，他蒙召了以后呢，真好像那个荆棘火，荆棘啊，着了火一样。
We know that when Moses was called, he was almost like that burning bush.
神圣的火焰在他里面。
This burning bush was in him.
80岁了呢，他还那样子的勇往直前。
And an 80-year-old man, he was still so brave in going forward.
而且呢，我们读从出埃及记哈，一直到生命记呢，我们几乎没有看见摩西说我这样说，他都是耶和华如此说。
From Exodus all the way to Deuteronomy, we can see that every single time Moses said, "Thus saith the Lord."
好像他成全了律法，是不是？因为他是传递律法的人。
As if he was able to fulfill the law because he was telling people about the law.
但是有一次神吩咐他说，你拿着这个杖啊，去吩咐磐石，这个水就会出来。
And yet one time the Lord told him to take his rod and to command the water to come out.
摩西那一天呢，他用磐石，用杖去击打那个磐石。
And yet that day, Moses beat the rock with his rod. 我们看见
有人呢，试着要去遵行律法，但是没有一个人成功的。
We know that man tried to fulfill the law, but that no one can be successful.
是不是主耶稣来就是去遵行律法呢？所以他成功了，是不是这个意思？
Does it mean that when Jesus came, he was able to totally fulfill all of the law?
不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that.
那么先知也是一样。
How about the prophets?
是不是先知讲了很多预言没有应验，主来把它应验了呢？
Does it mean that the prophets came and talk about all these prophecies and never was fulfilled? And so Jesus came to fulfill it? No, that's not what it means.
其实旧约整本的旧约啊，律法和先知，他只是把基督的生命描绘出一个人能领会的轮廓而已。
So actually, the law and the prophets is just to outline the character of Christ.
Just 是一个 profile, 一个
just a very
外面的
profile,
外面的样子而已。
Just an outward profile.
我用一个例子啊。
For example,
去年12月我去新加坡参加侍奉特会。
Last December, I went to Singapore to attend a service conference.
聚会最后一天呢，他们的儿童们就站在门口，他们发这个书签给大家。
On the last day, the children stood by the door and gave all of us bookmarks.
那小朋友很好，给我两个。
The children gave me two.
我今天带一个给大家看看。
I brought one with me.
他们告诉我说，他们去聚会的时候，这书签是上面都没有颜色的，只有一个花的轮廓而已。
Before they came, the bookmark only had an outline of the flowers.
他们在那里上课，今天就涂叶子，明天就画花。
And in the lesson, they colored the flowers.
最后一天，他们做完了就发给每一个参加聚会的。
And at the end of the conference, all of us got one of the bookmarks.
好，你说了，这是不是花就 fulfill 了呢？
Does it mean that the flower has been fulfilled?
本来是空的，现在有了颜色了，像花了，是不是呢？
Before it was blank, and now it's colored.
主耶稣是不是就这样来了呢？
Is that how Jesus came?
不是的。
No.
好，这个还是一个，只不过是一幅图画，是一个二度空间的东西。
It is just a two-dimensional picture.
好，在美国以前有一种礼品店的，有一种书签是花的书签的。
In America, some of the stationers have real flowers in there.
它那个花呢，是真的一朵花放在里面压着，然后把它做成书签。
These are pressed heart flowers.
那个叫做 fulfill.
That's fulfillment.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，那个叫做它有一个实际在里面。
Because in that pressed flower, there's a reality there.
有一个实质在里面。
You have that substance there.
旧约时代呢，律法和先知把主耶稣的生命描绘出一个外面的样子来。
In the Old Testament, the law and the prophets was able to describe the profile of Christ.
但是人却没有办法享受那个生命的实际。
But man could not enjoy the reality of that life.
现在主耶稣来了。
Now that Jesus came.
他就把实际填满了。
Now he brings in that reality.
他把那个实质带来了。
He brings in that substance.
所以你讲平安的时候，你有了基督，他就是我的平安。
So when we talk about peace, because we have Christ, now we can talk about peace.
你讲医治的时候，你有了基督，他就是我的健康。
When we talk about healing, because we have Christ, he is my health.
你讲喜乐，你有了基督，他就是我的喜乐。
You talk about joy, I have Christ, therefore I have joy.
有许多其他的事情。
All these other things.
恩典、忍耐、公义、圣洁。
Grace and patience, righteousness and
sanctification. 都在基督的里面。
All these are in Christ.
那么基督把这个生命赐给你了。
Now today, Christ has given this life to you.
他已经在你我的里面。
He is you and I.
主来了，他就成全这一切。
Christ came to accomplish this.
把实际带给我们。
Bring into us that substance.
所以主说呢，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去。
Therefore, the law says, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter shall pass away from the law.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那个实际把那个轮廓撑起来了，不可能废去的。
Because the substance now have filled up all of the profile.
这个生命是远超过今天外面的这个天和地的。
And this life way surpasses the heaven and earth of today.
天地都要过去，但这个生命存到永远。
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but this life will be forever.
弟兄姊妹们，然后主讲到呢这个行为的问题。
Then the Lord talks about these behaviors.
他说呢，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
文士和法利赛人最喜欢在字句上面去讲究要对的，要准确的。
The scribes and Pharisees really want to focus on the letter of the law.
他们可能也有一些人真的是很有道德的。
Of course, there may be some people very with high morals.
比如说在主耶稣的时代，这尼哥底母他就是个法利赛人。
In the time of Jesus, Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
那么使徒保罗他的老师这是加玛列，我相信他也是个法利赛人。
The teacher of Paul, Gamaliel, he was also a Pharisee.
主讲到我们的义呢，要比他们更好。
The Lord says that our righteousness should surpass the scribes and Pharisees.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们就努力要比他们更这个追求道德呢？
Does that mean that we have to pursue even more to follow to have good morals? No.
弟兄姊妹，文士和法利赛人的义就和世界上所有的人道德的修养一样。
The righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees are just like the people of the world.
它的差别在根源的问题，而不是在外面行为的问题。
The difference is that of the root and not the outward behavior conduct.
文士和法利赛人的义，它的根源是从人自己里面出来的。
The root of the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees is from man.
今天进天国的人，他的义呢？他的根源不是自己了。
For those who enter into the kingdom of heaven, the root of the righteousness is not themselves.
乃是在我里面的主耶稣。
But is the Lord Jesus himself inside.
基督是我的生命。
Jesus Christ
is my life. 现在我顺服这个生命，那我活出来，那个就胜过文士和法利赛。
Today, as I obey the life inside and I live it out, then I have surpassed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
就是一个刚得救的孩子，他也可能胜过文士和法利赛。
Even a child who's just saved can also surpass the scribes and the Pharisees.
我可能在这里讲过，在波特兰呢，有时候有小朋友要受洗，要受浸。
Maybe I've already mentioned this before. In Portland, there's some children who are saved and baptized.
他们都来找 这个 Amy 阿姨交通。
They come to talk to Sister Amy.
看看呢 ，Amy 阿姨能不能让他们受浸
？To see if Sister Amy would allow them to be baptized.
那么有一次有一个男孩子，大概十岁左右。
One time, a little boy about 10 years old came to Sister Amy.
他说我要受浸。
And he wanted to be baptized.
那么 Amy 就问他。是不是你爸爸妈妈要你受浸的
？So my first question was, is it because your dad and mom asked you to come?
他说是我自己要受浸。
He says, no, I want to be baptized myself.
那么就问他，你为什么要受浸
？And I said, why do you want to be baptized?
因为我信了耶稣了。
He said, because I believe in Jesus.
那么他就再问，你怎么信耶稣的
？So I asked him more.
主耶稣现在在哪里
？Where is Jesus?
他就讲，他说主耶稣现在在我心里。
He says, Jesus is in my heart.
他说：“再问他，你怎么知道主耶稣在你心里
？”So I press on more. How do you know?
他说：“让我讲一件事情。
”So he said, "Let me tell you something that happened."
他说：“有一天我爸爸妈妈出去
，One time my parents were out.
要我在家里照顾我的弟弟
，and I had to take care of my little brother.
这个他比他弟弟大
，He's a little older than his brother.
当然他是哥哥嘛。那么
He's a little older.
他义不容辞。那一天呢？”他们玩完了所有的玩具了，爸爸妈妈还没回来。
After they finish playing all the toys, the parents are not home yet.
他想个方法呢，要给弟弟有点事做。
So he tried to entertain his brother.
他就拿了两张纸。
So he took out two pieces of paper.
他跟弟弟讲，我们一人用这纸啊，折一个船，我们等一下去玩这个帆船。
Let's fold some boats so we can play.
他十岁在学校学过，他很快就折出一个真的像船的一个东西。
He knew how to fold a boat.
他弟弟呢，比他小很多呢，折来折去就是一团纸。
And his brother did not know how to fold it well.
所以等他折完了，弟弟就一把抢过哥哥的这个船，说：“这是我的。
”And so after his brother was done, he would grab onto his and said, "This is mine."
啊，他很生气啊。
So he was very upset.
他想立刻把它抢回来，说：“这是我折的，怎么是你的呢
？”He wanted to grab back his boat, and he, as just as he was going to do that,
他说：“当我正要这样做的时候，忽然在我里面有一个感觉，有一个声音，你不要这样做，给弟弟。
”And as he was grabbing it back, immediately a sense inside of his heart says, "Give it to him."
他说：“我知道那是主耶稣。
”He said he knew that was the Lord.
告诉我说给弟弟。
Asking him to give the boat to his brother.
他手都伸出去了。
And he stretched out his hand.
他又拿一张纸。
So he took out another piece of paper.
他跟弟弟讲：“哥哥再折一个。
”So I'm going to fold another one.
然后这两个你选一个做你的。
After these two, you can pick yours.
他就跟 Amy 阿姨讲：“我知道，那一天告诉我说给弟弟的是主耶稣。
”And then he said, "I know that voice inside of me was Jesus telling me to give this to my brother."
他就受浸了。
He got baptized.
弟兄姊妹，就是这么回事。
It's so simple.
主耶稣来，他说让我来。帮你过生活。
Jesus comes and he says, "Let me help you live your life."
我来就成全律法和先知。
I come to fulfill the law.
你来一定破坏。
If you come, you will destroy.
你一定违背。
You will go beyond it.
这就是基督徒生活的原则。
This is the principle of Christian life.
这就是基督徒操练的原则。
This is the principle that we practice.
是生命的行为，而不是天然的行为。
It is the behavior or act of life and not your natural life.
主来了，主完成了救赎。
The Lord comes to fulfill redemption.
借着人的相信和接受他。
By the believing and acceptance of man.
基督就成了每一个相信之人的生命。
Christ becomes the life of every believer.
靠着这个生命。
And by this life.
我们活出来，那个叫做基督徒的生活。
When you live out, this is the Christian life.
今天很多讲到 Christian living, 基督徒生活的东西，其实都是人的心理学。
There's a lot of literatures about Christian livings, and yet these are just writings on psychology.
都是人的宗教和道德。
And just Christian writings.
唯有在里面的圣灵把基督借着我活出来，那叫基督徒的生活。
Only when the Holy Spirit from within can be lived out, this is true Christian living.
然后我们还有一点时间，我们读前面的八福或者九福。
Let's read the Beatitudes in the beginning.
马太福音第五章第三节。
Verse 3, chapter 5.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了， 因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
3-12 Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you, say all kinds of evils against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
我称这一段圣经呢，叫做生命的经历。
I call this part of the passage the experience of life.
生命的表现。
The manifestation of life.
生命的遭遇。
As well as the occurrences or incidences of life.
和生命所带来的祝福。
As well as the blessings that life can bring.
一般人称它做八福或者九福。
People call this the eight blessings or the nine ones.
有人讲到这九种或者八种的遭遇和表现。
People call these eight or nine occurrences of life.
是基督的性格的表现。
Is the manifestation of the very nature of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这些啊，其实是我们看见的。我们得着属天的生命在我们里面给我们的一个经历。
These are the experiences that we can have now that we have the spiritual life inside.
就是初信的人都可以有的。
Even those who are brand new believers can experience.
而不是叫我们努力去作为一个虚心的人。
We are not striving very hard to be a one who is poor in spirit. Or to be a person who mourns.
早期我们不明白了。有很多年轻弟兄姊妹为了哀恸了，就天天叹气。
In my early days, because of our misunderstanding, we want to practice to mourn, so we sigh all the time.
所以呢，每次一聚会就叹气。
Every time we come to the meetings, you hear people sighing.
那叹气一点用都没有。
That is totally worthless.
对属灵生命的长进没有什么帮助的。
That will not help your spiritual growth.
我们知道，在约翰福音里面，主耶稣讲到人怎么重生。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus talked about how can man be born again.
在第三章，主耶稣讲的，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能见神的国。
The Lord says, if you're not born with the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
但是这个重生得着的这个生命的表现是什么？好像主没有说到。
And yet the Lord did not explain after they are reborn again how this life can be revealed.
马太把它补上去。
Here Matthew supplemented this.
马太告诉我们说，当你真的遇见这生命的时候，第一个表现就感觉我这个人什么都算不了。
He says once you're in touch with this life, your first manifestation is that you feel like you are nothing.
我感觉我里面什么都不知道。
You feel like you know nothing.
我们不信主的时候呢，听别人讲救恩呢，我觉得我什么都知道。
When you're an unbeliever, when people talk about the gospel, you feel like you know everything.
我们敢辩论，我们甚至敢说亵渎的话。
We will gossip about it, and we will even say malicious words about it.
感谢主，主从来不为着这个生我们的气。
But we thank the Lord, He's never angry with us about this.
他就等待有一天我们肯接受他。
He waited until the day that we are willing to accept him.
他把这个生命赐给我们。
He gave us his life.
弟兄姊妹，一个人刚蒙恩得救最新鲜的时候。
When a person is a brand new believer, he's the most freshest.
我在侍奉主的年日看见好多弟兄姊妹，在刚受浸的时候，谁都可以教他。
I meet a lot of brand new believers. When they're first saved, anyone can be his teacher.
他真是灵里面贫穷。
He was truly poor in spirit.
觉得自己一无所有。
He feels like he has nothing.
很可惜啊，我们过不久了，名词听多了，我们就觉得自己会了。
Very sadly, after a period of time, because you've heard many names of a lot, you feel like you know it.
但是若是我们宝贵这个生命，
But if you treasure this life,
我们跟随这个生命，
And you follow it,
我们经历这个生命，
You experience it,
你的表现自然是邻里贫穷。
Very naturally, you show forth that you are poor in spirit.
我要讲一点我自己的困惑。
Let me share some of my confusion.
我们从1986年开始有西岸的追求聚会。
Since 1986, we started our West Coast Conference.
好，那我和同工们呢一起有一点服事。
And I started to have some services with co-workers.
在开头呢，将近大概15年呢，每次同工们在会前祷告呢，我也去参加，但是我不会祷告。
About the first 10-15 years when we have prayer meeting among the co-workers, I would attend, but I dare not pray.
因为我觉得呢，我的负担呢，跟其他同工们祷告的，好像摆不进去。
I felt that I couldn't really place together my burdens with the other co-workers.
每次我们那位年长弟兄他祷告，他说：“主啊，求你怜悯我们，啊，我们是一无所有，什么都不是，什么都不能。”
The elderly co-workers would pray and say, "Lord, please have mercy on us because we really know nothing. We have nothing."
我觉得他一点信心都没有。
I felt that he has
no faith. 我们应该说：“主啊，你行大奇事啊，在这里得着人心了。”
And I thought,
所以我都摆祷告摆不进去。
And I thought that I wish you pray like God, please work miracles among us because we have a lot of faith.
但是每次聚完会回到家，我就听见我好像主在我里面再把这个祷告，我是一无所有，一无所事，什么都不能。
But every time I went home, I felt like I can still hear that prayer. Lord, we have nothing. We know how to do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真遇见主
，When we really have met the Lord,
真摸到这个生命
，and be in touch with His life,
我们真感觉主啊，我什么都不是。
You will truly feel, Lord, I am nothing.
初信的时候遇见过。
When we're brand new believers, we can do this.
更是这样。
When you meet the Lord, you should still be this way.
这个是活出来的，不是自己做出来的。
This is being lived out and not to be performed.
有今天很多年轻人也学会了，主啊，我什么都不是。你跟他讲说你什么都不是，他马上生气。
Some young people will pray, Lord, I have nothing. But if you turn around and tell him you are nothing, he will get angry with you.
弟兄姊妹们。主把这个生命赐给我们。
The Lord has given us this life.
告诉我们，啊，在这个生命里面有一个谦卑、无有的一种力。
Telling us that in this life there is a sense of humility and nothingness.
我们就越被充满。
The more impoverished you feel, the more you be filled.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的、最基本的一课。
This is the most important lesson and the most basic.
基督徒一生总要感觉我自己什么都不是。
For a Christian, all our life, we must feel that we cannot do anything.
每次波饼聚会，我最喜欢今天我们唱的时候，一切我所有，无非是接受。
When we break bread, the song that I like the most is that we have nothing, all we have is what we have received.
我不过是个罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
所以 D.L. Moody 他有一句话。
So D.L. Moody has a very famous saying.
他说：“有信心的人得着恩典。”
Those who have faith will receive grace.
有爱心的人能够流露恩典。
Those who have love can show forth grace.
谦卑的人蒙保守。
And those who are humble will be preserved.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们做出来的。
It's not something that you perform.
把这个生命赐给我们，我们尝到了，我们就发现我是贫穷。
When the Lord has given us this life, you have tasted of it, then you will realize that we are impoverished.
同样的哀动。
By the same token, who mourn?
弟兄姊妹，这个告诉我们说，我们开始有了属灵的感觉。
It tells us that now we start to have a feeling of spiritual things.
有一首诗歌说，我犯罪就更痛苦。
A song that says, when I sin, I am even more painful.
弟兄姊妹，以往呢，犯罪是很快乐的事情，罪是有快乐的。
In the past, when you sin, you're joyful.
我前不久去一个朋友家，他给我看他家一个桌子，我看了半天也看不出什么名堂来。
Not too long ago, I went to a friend's house and I saw his table. I didn't see too much about that table.
他说这个桌子可以开赌场的。
He said, we can gamble on this table.
这是原来是个麻将桌，是自动洗麻将的、洗牌的，他就表演给我看。
Yeah, it has an automated thing to
他按个电钮，哦，底下就哗啦哗啦响，再一按，哎，牌就上来了。
It makes the 麻将 things by itself automatically.
很多人在这个里面很快乐。
People like to play this game.
我们没有信主以前，可能也需要这个来寻找快乐。
Before we became believers, maybe we like to play that game too to get joy.
这个生命会告诉你。
But after you're saved, this life will tell you.
这件事情里面没有味道。
This thing has no taste to it.
不仅没有味道，你会感觉再摸那件事难过了，这叫哀动。
Not only is this thing tasteless, but once you touch it again, you feel bad.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有碰过这样的经历？
Have you experienced this yourself?
有时候忽然之间，主在里面光照我们，把他自己显明出来，我们就说我有祸了。
And sometimes suddenly the Lord enlightens himself to you and you feel that woe is you.
原来我是这样一个人。
I'm such a terrible person.
弟兄姊妹，这不是别人叫你，别人告诉你，或者自己要求自己。
This is not taught by others or that you require of yourself.
这个生命来了，它就在我们里面带来生命的感觉。
But because of the incoming of this life, it will bring in this sense of life.
你越尊重这个生命，这个感觉就越敏锐。
The more you honor this sense of life, the more acute this feeling will be.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我在侍奉聚会。
Sometimes in a service meeting.
聚完会了，还没回到家，就有弟兄给我打电话。
Even before I went into my house, somebody will be calling me.
他伯弟兄，我要认错。
Brother Bo, I need to ask you to forgive me because I need to apologize. I said, why?
刚才在聚会中，我有一句话，我说我有一句，他说我这句话呢，可能得罪你。
And this brother said, maybe I said something in the meeting that I must have hurt you.
我说没有啊，哪一句话呢？
And I said, no. What did you say?
我里面有感觉。
But the brother said, well, but I have a feeling inside.
为什么？他外面话是对的。
The words may be right,
他里面灵是不对的,
but the spirit was wrong. He himself knew.
他一聚完会,
when the meeting was over, he immediately called me.
有敏锐的属灵感觉。
This is called very acute spiritual feeling.
今天很多时候我们完了以后呢，我们自己还很多理由去解释。
Sometimes even after we say, we have a lot of reasons to explain ourselves.
那个是抹杀生命。
This is to kill life.
我们越有理由，越没有生命。
The more reason you have, the less life you have.
我们需要在主的面前服下来。
We need to really humble ourselves before the Lord.
而这个服是生命带来的。
This prostration before the Lord comes in by life.
这样哀动的人必定得着安慰。
For those who mourn shall be comforted.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经过这种安慰？
Have you experienced this comfort?
每次当我们为了自己的罪、为义、为罪，我们责备自己的时候，
Every time,
圣灵带来极大的安慰。
Every time when we mourn about our sins, the Holy Spirit will bring in a great comfort.
这八个我讲不完。这温柔，我们看见，当一个人得救以后，他不仅心温柔了，脸也圆了。
For those the gentleness, for those of us who are saved, not only in our hearts, but also it shows on our faces.
有一位弟兄啊，他一决志举手，他说我的心就软得像面条一样。
A brother said, once he believed, his heart is like a pasta.
弟兄姊妹，这是谁做的呢？
Who did it?
这是主耶稣来了。
The Lord came.
我们要保守他在我们的里面。
We must really be careful and preserve the Lord inside of us.
我再跳一下讲，使人和睦的。
For those who are peacemakers,
好多神的儿女们呢，当他们得救了以后，生命在里面开始。
When we start to believe in the Lord and the life starts in us,
他们会向人认罪。
They can go to say sorry to others.
会饶恕别人。
And learn how to forgive others.
而且能够承担别人的错误，会宽容别人。
And to be merciful so that they can bear the wrongs of others.
那是使人和睦。
These are peacemakers.
弟兄姊妹，今天所有的都不是要求。
Everything is not just an outward requirement.
而是主耶稣来了。
But because the Lord came.
但愿主的生命在我们里面是活泼的。
May the life of Christ inside be very active.
是明亮的。
And very bright.
这在个人生活，在教会的生活。
In personal life, in church life.
在家庭的生活，在社会的生活。
In family life as well as in our job.
每一个细节。
Every single minute details.
弟兄姊妹，主从来没有离开过你。
Our Lord has never left us.
24/7.
24/7.
他在我们里面。
He's inside of us.
时时刻刻，他做我们的泉源。
Moment by moment, He is our spring.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你来了，就成全了律法和先知。
You came to fulfill the law and the prophets.
你就将你自己作为生命赐给每一个相信的人。
And you have given to all of those who believe you our life.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你借着圣灵教导我们。
Teach us by the Holy Spirit.
愿你给我们有一个心志。
Give us a desire.
我们愿意跟随你。
That we want to follow you.
做一个在里面尊重生命感觉的人。
We want to honor the life of us inside.
好叫我们真实成为耶稣基督的门徒。
So we can truly be the disciples of Christ.
愿你祝福你的话语。
Lord, bless your word.
祝福你的教会。
And your church.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.